out.
Hello and welcome to Geek Out. I'm Stephen Scott, and this is the place where we get a bit geeky on some of the big tech stories that are doing the rounds. And this is an interesting one this week. You've probably heard in the news that MI5 and the CIA are being accused of working together on a hack that turned some Samsung TVs into listening devices. Now, details of the plot are included in thousands of documents released by WikiLeaks. The former director of Special Forces, Major General Jonathan Shaw, isn't convinced, however.
It's very much in the interests of the Russians that the CIA should be discredited. You could also say that in the context of the Washington politics at the moment, it's very much in President Trump's interest to see the CIA discredited.
The information hasn't been authenticated, but it would appear to give an insight into the US agency's computer espionage effort. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle explains to us now how the bug might have worked.
It can infest Samsung smart TVs, put them in a fake off mode, but actually it turns it into a listening device so the CIA can hear what is going on in that room.
The activist group says the data lays bare the US spy agency's hacking capability. Cybersecurity expert David Kennedy says he has his suspicions.
If I were an adversary, this is exactly what I would do. So whether that's Russia or another country, I mean, obviously Russia's been much more overt in releasing information in the past. I would say that it's very possible that it came from Russia. It's just there's no direct confirmation of that yet.
Now, interestingly, the American government isn't saying anything about WikiLeaks files. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was asked about the claims at a media conference.
I'm not going to comment on that. I think, obviously, that's something that has not been fully evaluated, and if it was, I would not comment from here on that.
So all of this raises an interesting question. Could our technology turn against us in the event of, say, a crime, for example? A crime like a murder? That's exactly what happened one evening in November 2015 in James Bates's house in the town of Bentonville in Arkansas. It was on that night that his friend Victor Collins was found floating dead in a hot tub. 32-year-old James called the Bentonville Police Department to say he had found the body. According to court records, one of Victor's eyes and his lips appeared to be swollen and suspected blood spots were found around the rim of the hot tub. Investigators believe Collins was strangled and drowned, and that Bates's Amazon Echo may hold the key to his involvement in the crime. One witness said music had been streaming from the device during the evening. Bates was charged with the murder in February of last year, and police approached Amazon with a warrant for information from the Home Assistant. Amazon complied in part, handing over a record of transactions. But the company pushed back against a request to hand over audio data with a lengthy filing, including this demand.
Given the important First Amendment and privacy implications at stake, the warrant should be quashed unless the court finds that the state has met its heightened burden for compelled production of such material.
Amazon argued that handing over such data would constitute a violation of consumer rights, and that the investigator's case wasn't cause enough to hand over data collected by the Echo's onboard microphones. So is your Amazon Echo always capturing what you say? Well, the company says the Echo only captures audio and then sends it up to the cloud when the device hears the wake word, which by default is Alexa. The ring on the top of the Echo turns blue to give a visual indication that audio is being recorded. It can be set up to beep as well. It's those clips, or as the company calls them, utterances, that are stored in the cloud until a customer deletes them, either individually or all at once. When that's done, the utterances are permanently deleted. Gone. What's more, the microphones on an Echo device can be manually turned off at any time by pressing the mute button, which leaves a red glowing ring, meaning it cannot listen anymore. Amazon declined to give police any of the information that Echo logged on its servers, but after gaining consent from the suspect, they did hand over Bates's account details and purchases. Police say they were able to pull data off the speaker, although it's unclear what they were able to access. Due to the so-called always-on nature of the Amazon Echo, the authorities are after any audio the speaker may have picked up that night. While the device is activated by sudden wake words, it isn't unusual for it to be alerted to listen by accident. What's more, the Echo wasn't the only smart device Bates owned. Police say he had several other smart home devices, including a water meter. That piece of tech shows that 140 gallons of water were used between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m. the night Victor Collins was found dead in Bates's hot tub. Investigators allege the water was used to wash away evidence of what happened off of the patio. The examination of the water meter and the request for stored Echo information raises a bigger question about privacy. At a time when we have any number of devices tracking and automating our habits at home, should that information be used against us in criminal cases? Well, perhaps unsurprisingly, Bates's lawyer, Kimberly Webber, told NBC News that it shouldn't.
You should be able to do what you want in your home, and that is free from the view of public, the view of police.
Just as we saw with the quest to unlock an iPhone in the San Bernardino case last year, it'll be interesting to see how authorities and the companies who make smart home devices work out the tension between serving customers, maintaining privacy, and pursuing justice. Nathan Smith is the prosecutor in the case for Benton County and says it's all about justice.
We have established probable cause and obtained a warrant from a judge to search this device the same way we would search a person's cell phone, we would search a person's home.
James Bates is set to go to trial for first-degree murder for the death of Victor Collins next year. He says he was asleep at the time of the alleged murder. Investigators hope the data may hold vital clues as to who was with Mr. Collins when he died. James's father, a priest, Father James Bates, says he believes his son is innocent.
After the initial newspaper reports and reports that came over the media, it has felt like I have had to continue to work hard in the arena of proving that something didn't exist. And from what I do know of my son, I completely know that he is innocent.
Whatever the outcome of this case, an interesting question has been raised. Do these devices that sit in our home listening to our every word have the capability to be used against us? It's interesting to note that this isn't the first time that the data Amazon collects on the Echo has been called into question. Last year, online tech website Gizmodo's reporter Matt Novak himself filed a Freedom of Information request to find out if the FBI had ever wiretapped an Amazon Echo. The FBI's response was that it could neither confirm nor deny that it had ever done so. You know that old worn-out phrase, think before you speak? Might be sage wisdom in this new technological age. Remember, there's lots more from our podcast available online. Check it out on Audioboom, iTunes, and on your favourite podcast app. Thank you for joining me.
Geek out.